Introduction. Jesus gave all believers and the churches to which they belong the assignment of making disciples. Whether you have a Sunday school, small group, or hybrid organization in your church, the goal is still the same: to make disciples. Historically, as Baptists, we were taught to assign the responsibilities of the disciple-making process to multiple programs like Sunday school, discipleship training, missions, and more. Unfortunately, the dynamics of today's church is very different. Sunday school and small groups now play the primary role in the disciple-making process. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, we see a clear picture of the disciple-making process. We have the power. Verse 18 reminds us that the power and authority to do kingdom work as a church, small group, or an individual is available through Jesus Christ. We have a purpose. Verse 19 states that we are to go and make disciples. Our purpose is to make disciples as we are going. We have a process. These verses describe our method for making disciples, which is to baptize, connect people with God in a local body of believers, teach them to observe, teaching believers how to live, act, and worship like Christ, and to go. We are equipped to serve and minister as we go. We have a presence. Jesus reminds us that He is with us, always. If He is with us, He is in us and working through us. We are never alone. Jesus' intent was for us to do more than make converts. He wants us to make disciples who will in turn also make disciples. In order to do that, we must lead them to Christ and make them a part of a vibrant community of believers who will assimilate and nurture them. Then we are to teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. Put another way, we teach people the Bible in order that they might love Christ and live like Christ. In today's world, it is not enough to simply believe. It really has never been about just believing something to be a true fact. We also have to live, be, and do as Christ would have us to. Jesus tells us in verse 20, "And lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age." Christ has arisen, but He has sent His Spirit to dwell in us. In His power, we represent Christ in this world. We are to be a city on a hill, a light in the darkness, and salt to season the earth that it might see Christ as Savior. As leaders in this movement we call Christianity, we must ask ourselves what we are leading others to do. How is our disciple-making going? Are the folks we are leading becoming more like Christ? What is expected of them? Do we anticipate or expect something to happen in their lives? If so, what is it? And how do we describe it? If we can describe what characterizes a disciple-maker, then what is our plan for that to happen? How will we make disciples through our Sunday school, small group, or hybrid organization? How will we connect people with God and a local body of believers, teach them how to live, act, and worship like Christ, and equip them to serve and minister for the kingdom of God as they go? In order to do that, we must have not only the right priorities, but the right focus. The Bible reminds us that we should keep our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. In these next few pages, we will consider the value of several elements of the smaller community we call a Sunday school class or small group. Maybe we have focused so much on the technique and tools of our work that we have lost sight of the very people and resources that make our small community so wonderful. Our emphasis may have been more about keeping people happy than about making fully devoted followers of Christ. Building a Sunday school is not easy, but nothing worth doing ever is. We will look at the need to prioritize our Sunday school and develop a simple but realistic plan to move forward on purpose. In order to build an effective Sunday school, the key focus must be on people. Christ died on the cross for people, and our planning can't lose sight of that reality. we will look at 5 key values that will help us get a handle on building a place where people can discover Christ and develop into disciple makers. These 5 values are: Chapter 1, value God's Word. Chapter 2, value one another. Chapter 3, value the guest. Chapter 4, value the body of Christ. And Chapter 5, value your community.